This is Digital Story Podcast number 1016, September 10th, 2025. Today's theme is iPhone 17 Part 2. I'm Derek Story. The star of the September 9th Apple presentation may have been the ultra-thin iPhone Air, but for serious photographers, all eyes were on the iPhone 17 Pro. And overall, Apple did not disappoint. Today, I'll discuss the key features highlighting Apple's latest handset. I hope you enjoy the show. So I really enjoyed the presentation. I thought they did a really good job with all of the devices. I mean, the new AirPods were fantastic, the Pro version, especially the part with the real-time foreign language translation. That's just crazy stuff. Now, that to me is what AI is about, right? So that was good stuff. The Apple Watches, of course, looked good. But in my case, I was just biding my time until the iPhone 17 Pro. Now, they did a very interesting job with that phone, because we had heard, of course, many things, pro and con, about this release of the iPhone. And I think it's very interesting. One of the things that jump out at me is that when you have a device now that is packing that much power and that much computational ability into such a small form factor, how do you keep it from being a hot piece of charcoal, right? One of the things that, of course, they came up with the Pro to meet that need is the vapor chamber. And I thought that was fascinating. This seemed like something out of sci-fi. You know, they have a vapor chamber inside the phone. It's like a radiator, right, that disperses the heat throughout the body so that it isn't too hot to hold. And of course, they've switched to aluminum, and that helps disperse heat as well. So that was like one of the things that had nothing to do with the cameras or any of that sort of stuff. But I just found it interesting, a vapor chamber inside our phone. I can't wait to see how that works. Going to the actual phone itself, you know, the A19 Pro chip, very powerful, and I guess that's one of the reasons why we need the vapor chamber. And they did diagrams of how all of those internals were set up with the GPUs, the CPUs, all that good stuff, neural engines. There is a lot going on inside of this device. But, of course, what we're interested in, or at least what I'm interested in, is the camera. And the camera, I thought, was fascinating. First of all, they changed the design on the back of the phone, so the layout of the lenses looks different. They now have a raised plateau that allows them to do what they need to do in terms of battery and cooling and storage and all that good stuff. And as I look at the two sizes, and there are two sizes, of course, as we expected, the larger 6.9-inch screen in the smaller 6.3-inch screen. Now, my iPhone 15 Pro Max is the larger one, of course, and it's been fun, but I don't think I need that size anymore. It's just, honestly, after having it for a couple years now, it's just a little too big. It's just a little bigger than I need. And I got confirmation that I could live without it being that big during my summer of crushed love with the iPhone 10, which of course has the smaller screen than the Pro Max. And I was just fine with the smaller screen. I really was. So I'm going to go with just the regular Pro, the 6.3-inch phone. And I think I'll be quite happy. It'll fit better in, you know, my pockets, of course. It'll fit better in the wireless charging pad that I have inside the car. It'll just kind of fit better everywhere. So I'm going with that. Now, one of the things that I appreciated, one of the smaller things, but important things, is it looks like the glass is becoming even more scratch resistant. That ceramic shield 2 front glass that they're putting on the Pro, that looks fabulous. And I'll tell you, anything that we can do to make that screen, you know, first of all, work better in daylight, which they've also worked on, and then also resist scratches, nicks, dings, all that kind of stuff, I'm all for it. So ceramic shield 2 for the front screen. Now, in terms of the camera itself, there are three of them, and all three of them are 48 megapixel ProFusion, all three of them. And this plays out pretty neat. I think where it really jumps is with the telephoto, you know, so let's talk about that telephoto for a second. So the lens that's on, as you look at the back of the phone, the lens that's on the far right in that sideways triangle is the telephoto lens. Now, it is a 4x fusion telephoto camera, 48 megapixels. So what does that mean? So at 48 megapixels, it's 100 millimeter focal length at f2.8. So that's a nice lens. I love 100 millimeter lenses. I like 85, 100, kind of leaning a little bit more towards 100 these days, but you know, it depends on the camera and all that kind of stuff. It's a nice focal length for all sorts of things, for portraits, for landscape. I like 100 millimeters. So that's pretty cool. And the fact that I can have that at 48 megapixels is outstanding. So I'm pretty excited about that. This camera is the Tetra Prism design. So it's what I had on my 15 Pro Max, but refined. Now what they've done though, is that it's a fusion, so you can go up to 8x telephoto instead of the 4x, 8x telephoto, which means you get 200 millimeter focal length, again at f2.8, but this time when you go up to the 8x telephoto, the 200 millimeters, it goes down to 12 megapixels, because, you know, that's the computational photography kicking in to allow you to do that. And that's cool. I am fine with that. So instead of having just the 5x or the maximum 5x that I've become accustomed to, I now have a 4x at 48 megapixels and an 8x at 12 megapixels. I think that's pretty exciting stuff. And I was wondering when I got the 15 Pro Max how much I would use that telephoto. And after I tried it a few times and I was satisfied with the results, I use it fairly often. I like it. It actually comes in very handy. So now going from 5x to 8x, that's really nice. I'm pretty happy with that. So if you look at the whole camera fusion system on the Pro model, it's pretty interesting the options that you have. So you have macro, of course, and then you have 13 millimeter equivalent, super wide, right? Which, you know, I think most of us enjoy having that on there. 24 millimeter, 28 millimeter, 35 millimeter, 48 millimeter, 100 millimeter, and 200 millimeters. So that is, you know, that is a whole bag of lenses right there in your pocket. Now, depending on which camera you're using and which focal length you're choosing, will depend on the resolution. It could be anywhere between 48 megapixels and 12 megapixels. No matter how you slice it, that's a lot of versatility. So pretty excited about that as well. The battery has increased in capacity. They say 56% larger than the previous generation. That's quite a bit. So not only are we going to get the improved performance, the improved speed, I'm assuming faster AI computations, those sorts of things. We're also going to be able to at least maintain the existing battery life. And according to the presentation, they're saying exceed battery life of the previous models. You know, we'll have to see how that all works out. But it's a comforting thought to know that you're getting more in the other areas and not having to give up battery life in order to achieve that. A couple other things, of course, Apple Intelligence, and we'll see how that plays out. ProRes RAW, of course. But the other thing that I wanted to mention, and they spent a fair amount of time talking about the selfie camera. Now, we're not big selfie people, most of us here in this audience. However, that changes when you're with friends and family. Of course, that's when you want to use that camera, right? The camera that faces you, and instead of the back camera. And they've done a really neat thing that I like a lot. They added center stage front camera. And at the same time, they increased the size of the sensor and they made it square. What does this all mean for us? Well, it means is, first of all, that camera, that front-facing camera, will be easier to use. It'll be higher quality. It's going to be a pretty terrific picture taker, in all honesty. But the really cool part is that now you can hold the iPhone, when you use that camera, in the most comfortable position for taking selfies, which is upright in portrait mode. But because of the added resolution in the center stage camera, you can choose if you want it to be a vertical shot or a horizontal shot, holding it in the same position. So in other words, we don't have to like rotate the phone anymore. Like if it's a lot of times, the selfie shots I do are like with me and the boys and stuff like that. So there's 2, 3, 4 of us in the shot. And, you know, you need to turn the phone, you know, to landscape orientation in order to frame the shot properly. Now we don't have to do that anymore. We can just hold the phone in the upright position, the most comfortable position to take the shot, and then decide if we want it to be horizontal or vertical, and it will take care of it, and the quality will be just as good. A square sensor, so it doesn't make any difference which way we choose. Basically, you get the same picture quality. I think that's fabulous. I think that's absolutely fabulous. Overall, this looks like a really nice phone. I'll be curious to see how many people go with this sort of burnt orange color, which is really beautiful. I mean, they're featuring the burnt orange in a lot of the promotional pictures here. And of course, against the black background, it looks very stunning. I'm not sure. As much as I love that color, I'm not sure I could have it all the time. And especially for street photography, it just feels a little too colorful for me. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go with the dark color, and then I'm going to have a nice case for it. The cases look pretty good. You know, they've improved on the case, allegedly, the woven case. And I think I'll get the black with a, like maybe a nice blue case contrasting color. And when you look at the Apple case, especially with the back of the phone where the camera lenses are and the plateau, as they call it, it's kind of neat. So whatever the color of the phone is, that dominates the top, little less than 1/3 of the phone. The actual color of the phone comes through, and then the case, you know, takes care of the bottom area and the edges. So that gives you an opportunity to really build a nice case phone color combination that could be quite attractive. I'm probably going to go black and blue, but I don't know. We'll have to just wait and see what I feel like at that magic moment. So when is that magic moment? Well, for those of us on the West Coast, it's a nice, bright and early 5 a.m. on Friday. So 5 a.m. on Friday is when pre-ordering begins, and then the shipments should be received on September 19th. So as I'm recording this today, it's the 9th. As you're listening to it, it's the 10th. So less than 2 weeks, and I will have it before I depart for the Eastern Sierra Workshop. So I'm pretty excited about that part of it. By the way, the price for this, the iPhone 17 Pro with 256 gigabytes, $1,099. The Pro Max with 256 gigabytes, $1,199. And you can go up to 512 or terabyte. It's funny, I looked at my iPad that I'm using that I talked about in yesterday's episode. And I was just curious because I use it all the time. I use it for photography. You know, I love it. And it's a 256 gigabyte model. And I still have like 170 gigabytes left on it. And I've been using that thing, you know, for almost a year now. I'm thinking I can get by with the 256 and be just fine. I use iCloud. And, you know, iCloud really helps augment the memory storage. So I'm probably going to go that route, get a nice complimentary color case, be up bright and early on Friday morning, and finally put the summer of crushed love to an end with the iPhone 17 Pro. So that is my report on the new phone. And I'm looking forward to talking about it more once I get it in my hot little hands. Let's take care of a little virtual camera club news. I want to talk about our workshops. I'm all excited about the workshops, I think because I'm getting close to the Eastern Sierra workshop. It's less than a month away for me. So that is very exciting. So I'm all in workshop mode right now. But we still have two workshops that have seats open. One of them is Rob's Route 66 photography workshop on October 14 through 17. And then I have a seat, maybe two seats open for the Sonoma County Autumn Adventure workshop on November 4th. And by the way, I just booked my reservation with Safari West for that November 4th workshop. And I have my favorite photography guide for that day. And I have to tell you, it's just a wonderful experience. And Safari West here is one of my favorite wildlife experiences of all time. In part because, you know, basically we leave the studio and a half an hour later, we're there, but the there feels like you're in Africa, literally, in a really cool open Jeep kind of truck that everyone has, you know, open space for photography led by a photography guide who knows all the animals very well. And then you have these African animals in these giant areas that you photograph. So you're not photographing through fences and stuff. You are photographing these animals. You are out there in the vehicle with the animals. And that include Cape Buffalo, Impala, rhinos. We've got the whole deal. Now that I've booked that, of course, now I'm going, oh God, I can't wait. Which camera, which lens, all that good stuff. So that's coming up on November 4th. That workshop starts. Both of them you can get to through the workshops page on either the Digital Story or the Nimble Photographer. You can sign up, put your reservation deposit down, and we will get you all fixed up. I'd like to give a big shout out to our Inner Circle members. These are the folks that support this podcast month in and month out. They get discounts on all the workshops. So if you sign up for either Rob's workshop on Route 66 or mine in Sonoma County, you will get a discount. And you will get a discount that saves you more money than the annual pledge to be an Inner Circle member. You save more money than to be an annual pledge for Inner Circle Bold. And if you're Inner Circle Bold, you get a free online workshop in 2026. I mean, come on. Why don't you sign up for this if you haven't already? It's fantastic. Plus, you get to hang out with our other Inner Circle members in our dedicated space on Derek's Story Online. Our Inner Circle members are the folks that I depend on to help guide this community. Their advice, their feedback, their thoughts are important, and I think they reflect the desires of the community as a whole. And that's why I feel like we're going in the right direction because of the help of our Inner Circle members. If you want to join us, all you have to do is click on the Patreon tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story, sign up, And then I'll be right in your inbox before you know it, getting you all ready to go, making any discounts applicable, and getting you into our select space on Derek Story Online. And a big thanks to our Inner Circle members for supporting this community. And finally, a nod to our friends at Red River Paper, longest running sponsor of the Digital Story. I'm thinking about bringing back the printing workshop, the online printing workshop in 2026. We took a break from it this year. It had been one of our most popular workshops, the Fine Art Inkjet Printing Workshop. But I think after giving it a year off, I think we're ready to go back in business. It's near the top of the list of candidates. If we do it, Red River Paper is going to be 100% behind us because that is what they do. They love education. They're passionate about printing. They love talking about printers. They love helping photographers make great prints. This is what they do. And the fact that they sell great paper to help us do that just makes it all the better. If you're interested in learning more about Red River Paper, their great products, and the knowledge they have to share, click on the Red River Paper tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story, nose around a bit, get to know what's going on there, order some paper, start making some great prints. You'll be happy that you have them when the holidays come around. And a big thanks to Red River Paper for supporting this podcast. All right, that's going to do it for me this week. Hope you enjoyed the show, our two-parter. I still have more stuff to talk about. It's just going to have to wait till next week. Until then, come back and join me. Find out what's going on. Have a great week. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.